Hichilema wins second term as Zambia's president. Zambian President Hakainde Hichilema has won a second five-year term with 60% of the vote. He defeated his closest challenger, Brian Mungubile, who secured 38%, according to the Electoral Commission. Hichilema, 64, thanked voters and described the election as a demonstration of Zambia's commitment to democracy and peaceful political transitions. However, Mungubile disputed the process, alleging voting irregularities and discrepancies in results. The Electoral Commission briefly suspended vote counting over reports of violence and stolen ballots. Regional and international observers said polling was largely peaceful, but raised concerns over media freedom, late electoral reforms, and restrictions on the opposition. Death toll reaches 92 in Zimbabwe's worst transport disaster. Keep up with the latest headlines on WhatsApp LinkedIn. The death toll from the Rita M. Buya Nahanda ferry disaster on Lake Kariba has risen to 92. This makes it Zimbabwe's deadliest transport tragedy, surpassing the 1991 Nyanga bus disaster, which killed 89 people. Eight more bodies were recovered, with some found far from the crash site, while six remain unidentified, and authorities may turn to DNA testing as decomposition makes identification difficult. The ferry is believed to have been carrying around 168 passengers, including families, traders, and fish buyers, and at least 67 people have been rescued. The disaster has devastated communities in Mola, where some families have lost several relatives, including children left without parents. Others face food shortages as they wait for the recovery of loved ones. Search operations continue, and authorities warn the death toll may rise further. Dr. Congo's Ebola outbreak becomes country's deadliest. The Ebola Bundibugyo outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has become the country's deadliest Ebola outbreak, with 2,325 deaths, surpassing the 2,299 recorded during the 2018-2020 outbreak. The current outbreak has recorded 4,945 confirmed cases, with a fatality rate of 46%. 730 patients remain in isolation or hospital, and 1,040 have recovered. WHO said that the outbreak is outpacing the response, with conflict, weak health infrastructure, and distrust of authorities hampering efforts to contain it. Vaccine trials are underway as there is no approved treatment for the strain. Neighboring countries, including South Sudan and the Central African Republic, are strengthening surveillance and preparedness. The UN has allocated $54.5 million to support the response, as WHO undertakes a major scale-up aimed at bringing transmission under control within 3 months. Uganda has only one active doctor for every 6,400 people. Uganda has 7,871 doctors with active licenses to practice in 2026, equivalent to roughly one licensed doctor for every 6,400 people, according to the Uganda Medical and Dental Practitioners Council. The country's population is projected to exceed 50 million by the end of the year, intensifying concerns about whether the health workforce can meet growing demand. 10,951 doctors are registered with the council. However, 3,080 do not have active licenses. Licensed doctors are spread across public and private facilities, academia, research, and other sectors, with some potentially outside the country. Uneven distribution, staffing shortages, and a dispute over the deployment and welfare of medical interns are adding pressure to the health system. The figures highlight that Uganda's challenge is not only the number of trained doctors, but whether enough are practicing, where they are located, and whether patients can access them when needed. Former Kenyan Deputy President challenges impeachment ruling. Former Kenyan Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua has appealed a high court decision upholding his impeachment. He argued that the three-judge bench erred in finding that his removal could not be reversed despite violations of his constitutional rights. Gachagua said that the impeachment process breached his right to a fair hearing and meaningful public participation. He disputed the court's interpretation of the constitutional procedure for removing a deputy president. He is also challenging the appointment of Kithure Kindiki as his successor, and alleges that parts of the judgment read in open court were omitted from the written version. Gachagua wants the Court of Appeal to declare the Senate's October 2024 impeachment resolution unconstitutional and void, correct the court record, and grant him the remedies he sought.